Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute warrior women who've been through total caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. Today, I am so thrilled to be here with Aubrey Vovoda. Welcome, Aubrey. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me, Nikki.
It is my pleasure. So Aubrey, let's go for it. Please introduce yourself. Let us know who you are and where you're from and how do you stay busy during the day?
I love the question, who are you? Who am I? That's such a radical question, isn't it?
When you really it's radical.
Get to the depth of it. You know, holistically speaking, I'm going to let my spiritual flag fly here. I'm consciousness manifested in the human experience, as we all are, but part of me, or part of that experience for me, includes being a wife to my high school best friend, a mom of two little girls, and an intuitive hypno coach for women searching for a sense of purpose. And I'm grateful that my days are filled with variety. You know, that includes spending time with my family, working with incredible women and some of their husbands, and traveling, networking, and soon I'll be adding teaching hypnotherapy at Grace Space Hypnotherapy School to that lineup. So I'm very excited.
That is so awesome, Aubrey. And I love your answer, especially about consciousness. Like, this is going to be a deep podcast. Like, we're going to deep places here.
Going deep in this in few minutes.
Absolutely. This is not your superficial couple of minutes of a podcast. Oh, yay. Aubrey, as you know, this podcast is by and for women who've been through some really tough stuff, like the ringer, like caca. Would you please summarize for us what you have gone through and what was the worst part?
I struggled with anxiety and depression for a lot of my life, but it really hit a low point. It hit my rock bottom after I had my first baby girl. And I had always wanted to be a mom. I've always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. And when that postpartum depression and postpartum anxiety sort of robbed me of that experience, I felt guilty and ashamed. So that was the worst of it for me, was feeling like I just wasn't showing up as the mom that I've always wanted to be.
Damn. Yeah. You know, depression and anxiety, pretty darn widespread, but that doesn't make it any easier. That just doesn't make it any easier. It's just so hard. And I am speaking from personal experience here. Aubrey, it takes an absolute warrior to get to the other side of the feelings that you were just talking about and the experience that you were just talking about, postpartum depression and anxiety. You appear to me to be on the other side of that now. What is the best thing about being in that place, in this place?
Definitely proving to yourself that you're strong enough to get there. When you're stuck in the thick of it, it can be hard to believe that things will get better. It's easy to feel that you might be doing all of this hard work for nothing. And, you know, thinking about falling back into old habits or going back to unhealthy coping mechanisms, it sounds really comforting in those moments. So to be on the other side of it all and to know it was hard and I showed up anyway, it's so empowering.
That's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And it's kind of becoming a theme on the podcast where my guests are talking about being on the other side of something so difficult and knowing so much more intimately how strong they are and having this attitude of, come at me, world. I can handle anything because I just handled that. And that is so empowering. That's so incredible.
Yeah.
So moving on here, I would love to know, I have observed that brave and courageous and strong warrior women tend to travel in packs. And I'm wondering who has inspired you along the way? Who are a couple of warriors you know who would be really awesome guests on this podcast?
First one that comes to mind is Julie Santiago. She's the author of Awaken, a book that changed my life back when I was going through the thick of it. It was a wonderful resource and a catalyst for me on, you know, my own warrior's journey, so to speak. So Julie is amazing. I also love my mentor, Grace Smith of Grace Space Hypnosis. She uses her story to change the world in her own way as well. So both of those women have been very impactful for me.
Thank you so much. They're welcome to this crew, absolutely. And here we come to the biggie question, which is, Aubrey, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are listening right now, who are in the midst of crisis right now? How would you advise them to get to the other side?
I would say follow your intuition and be present in each moment with non-resistance, because your mess is your message. You know, our purpose on this earth in this human experience is to help each other become better versions of ourselves. We're all in this together. And the more that you heal from whatever it is that you are going through, the more your unique light can shine in this world. And that light becomes a beacon of hope and inspiration for other women who are going through a similar mess. So I would say be gentle with yourself as you do your healing. Take your time. Know you are exactly where you're meant to be, learning the exact lessons you need to learn so that you can someday share those lessons through the filter of your own adversity. Your healing matters. You walking through this fire and rising as the phoenix, empowered and more alive, it matters. Because what's done for one is done for all.
Awesome, awesome. What's done for one is done for all. I want to ask you about the non-resistance part. You were talking about be present with yourself and practicing non-resistance. Yeah. That is so fascinating to me. How do we work through resistance?
That's a really great question. And the answer is to just be present with this moment. You know, Eckhart Tolle says in his book, A New Earth, which stresses the importance of living in the present moment. He says, if you are not in the state of either acceptance, enjoyment, or enthusiasm, look closely and you will find that you are creating suffering for yourself and others. So with this in mind, you know, just being accepting, joyful, or enthusiastic in each moment, and not so much worrying about what's happened in the past or what's to come of the future, and just worrying, not worrying, but focusing on how you can show up in this moment, mm-hmm. is creating non-resistance.
Boy, what a challenge. If we could master that, I feel like if I could master that, I would be really good to go, like perfect to go. And I also know from experiencing depression and anxiety that is the challenge. Mm-hmm. That absolutely is the challenge. It's so, so difficult. And I would love to challenge our listeners right now to study what Aubrey's talking about in terms of non-resistance and how to live in that present moment. Cause that is the question, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, I would highly recommend if that is something that the listeners are interested in studying more.
Awesome. Really appreciate that reference. And also the book that you were talking about, the author of Awaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love to have recommendations for books. Definitely. Alrighty. So good stuff. Since we are all about being epic, Aubrey, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I love this question. So here we go again with my woo-woo flag flying, but I'd have to say that the superpower I would love to have is the ability, you know, as we were just talking about, to completely transcend the ego, because there are a few truly enlightened people on this planet, and I would so love to experience that.
Oh my gosh. Fly that flag, girlfriend. Fly that woo-woo flag. Fly it high.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so great. I love it. Aubrey, thank you so much for being here today. Where can we find you online?
Oh, so you can find me on my website, www.aubreyvovoda.com. And that's spelled V-E-J-V-O-D-A. I'm also on Instagram at Aubrey4Love, L-O-V-E. I'm also on Facebook. I think that's, you know, / Aubrey V Coach.
All right. Aubrey V Coach. Awesome. So we come to the end. This is Nikki Bruno with Aubrey Vovoda on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after going through something life-shattering, please visit theepiccomeback.com.